heads up if you're traveling on Jacksonville's north side. We're on top of breaking news. A pretty significant police presence not too far from the Anheuser-Busch plant has North Main Street closed. Action News Jack's Logan McDonald has been working to gather new information, although it appears to be limited. But North Main Street is blocked in the area, at least a mile stretch?
Yeah, that's right. North Main Street is blocked off pretty far down here. And it has been for the past couple of hours here. At 3:45, we're alerted of this breaking news scene with a police investigation here in North Jacksonville. And we were first on scene, Action News Jax. We've been here for the last couple of hours. We still have yet to learn the nature of the police investigation. And it's kind of hard to tell even here in the early morning hours. It's still dark outside. Haven't spotted any investigators outside of their vehicles doing, you know, any investigations out and about here on this stretch of North Main Street. But it is blocked off pretty far down. Police lights out here and ongoing police investigation that we'll be sure to monitor throughout the morning and bring updates as we receive new information.
Yeah, and we're told by JSO that they have North Main Street closed between Cedar Bay Road north to Baisden Road, which is probably about a mile or so. It's right along the railroad tracks as well, near the Broward River. I didn't see that there was any fire rescue response. It looks like it's just a JSO investigation. You seeing the same, Logan?
Yeah, that's right. Right now, it's just a JSO investigation. From what we could tell, I don't see any other personnel like JFRD or anybody else on scene right now. It really just seems like this is a JSO matter, and hopefully one that we'll get some more info about sooner rather than later.
All right, we'll stay on top of developments throughout the morning on the north side near the Anheuser-Busch plant, just north of there at Cedar Bay Road and Baisden Road in the Broward River area. As we learn new information, we'll be sure to push it out here on Jacksonville's Morning News and in our app.